From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian government says the number of dead found in a truck trailer full of refugees on an Austrian highway is higher than first estimated, with 70 or more victims now believed to have suffocated during their journey. Thursday's discovery came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migration crisis. Joel Millman, a public information officer for the International Organization for Migration, speaks with VOA about the number of migrants crossing into the Balkans.
Like everyone else, we've heard the figure 3,000 a day, which seems quite plausible given the volume of traffic into Greece, which is where most of these people crossing the Balkans have started out. We are up to now almost 200,000 arrivals in the Greek islands this year, which is a phenomenal increase over the last year. We are talking about 107,000, 110,000 into Italy already this year. The numbers are just really multiples greater than last year.
IOM reports that more than 250,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year. Nearly 2,400 have died. A new report indicates Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center says Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the United States and Russia would have more. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped, about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. This is VOA News. Greece says his first female prime minister, the Supreme Court judge Vassakiki Tano, was sworn in as a caretaker head of government on Thursday. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September the 20th. Former leftist Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras resigned last week following an uprising in his Syriza party over the tough terms of the EU bailout loans. In advance of the International Day of the Depressed on Sunday, the disappeared, that is, the International Committee of the Red Cross is appealing to governments and civil society to document the faith and whereabouts of the people who've gone missing in conflicts and other disasters. The story now from Lisa Schlein at ICRC headquarters.
A Latin American non-governmental organization created the International Day of the Disappeared in Costa Rica in 1981. The aim was to draw attention to the fate of individuals imprisoned under horrible conditions in places unknown to their families. The ICRC is tackling the issue of disappearances in dozens of countries around the world, including major hotspots in the Middle East and Africa. It is working to trace those who have gone missing. It documents information for present and future use. It offers a variety of support to the families of the missing, ranging from economic security programs and livelihoods to legal advice. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Obama hailed the city's revival in a speech Thursday at a newly built community center in the city's Lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane. President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and what he called remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said the New Orleans recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation, disaster response, and resilience. Asia markets continue to rally today, led by Japan, where the Nikkei rose 3%. Shanghai followed the rise of a 4.8% one day after gains of around 5%. Key European markets opened slightly higher after advancing more than 3% in the previous day's trading. In the volatile trading sessions in New York on Thursday, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, and the Nasdaq all gained well over 2%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.